Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Jessica Brown Findlay of Harless. Ms. Brown Findlay is a prolific actress who's appeared in such series as Black Mirror, Jamaica Inn, and is probably best known for playing Lady Sybil Crowley on the classic TV series Downton Abbey. Over the next segment, Jessica Brown Findlay will talk about playing Charlotte Wells in the hit series Harlots, which is now available on Hulu.com. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to explore the world of the world's oldest profession, feel free to go back to 18th century London as we ride our checkered cab out of the present and into a checkered past. Jessica, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you.
Now, Jessica, tell us about Harlots and your character, Charlotte Wells.
Well, Harlots is an innovative, I think, TV show following the life and work of these women who work in the sex trade in the 18th century. And Charlotte is doing very, very well, or was. And now she is facing, well, many challenges and trying to work out how she's going to be able to survive without the support of her mother and her family. And so it sort of could be a new start, or it might be the beginning of the end. So it's everything to play for.
Right. Charlotte's mother, Margaret, she's also facing several consequential crossroads. Tell us about that.
Definitely.
As much as you can.
Well, our mother is incredibly strong, but sort of that force sometimes can... She loves her daughter very much, but they are worth something to her as well, in a sort of business term, as well as sort of an emotional one, which is an incredibly difficult tightrope to sort of walk across. And I think they're both very aware of that and deal with it in different ways, deal with that sort of circumstance, which is incredibly unusual. For your mother to be, you know, somehow your boss or employer, that's a very difficult place to be in, because their hearts get caught up. And really, Charlotte especially wants somewhere to belong. And I think life is proving that maybe that is not home, or the place that she calls home.
So in terms of Charlotte and what she's like as a person, tell us about her, and how independent-minded is she?
I think Charlotte feels so much about so much, but doesn't really have a form in which to channel it. She's very, very, very good at pretending and can make those around her feel incredible when she herself is completely crumbling, which is an amazing skill to have, but it comes at a huge detriment to yourself if that's something you continue to do every single day. And she's very, very stubborn. Sometimes when someone gives her a way out, if it's their choice and not hers, she's very unwilling to take it. So...
So personality-wise, is there anything about Charlotte to which you particularly relate?
I definitely relate to Charlotte in almost all the ways that she is with how she sort of grapples at things, but then when a hand is offered to help her or be of aid of any kind, she sort of, I think, is so wary of it, she'll reject it, even if it's genuine, even if it's trying to help. That's something I relate to. But she's brilliant and witty and funny, and I wouldn't say that's me, but I definitely enjoy playing someone like that.
Now, in playing Charlotte, in doing Harlots, what have you learned about these ladies and their world that perhaps you didn't fully appreciate before?
There was so much I didn't fully appreciate. The sheer statistics and number of women and families working in this world in order to survive was really shocking. You know, 1 in 5 in London worked in the sex industry, and I was really surprised as well by the laws, and actually so many laws sort of haven't moved on that far. I think often we look at a interior drama and think, oh, we've moved on because we don't dress like that, or modes of transport have changed. We don't wear great big giant wigs anymore in that style. But actually, when you look into the statistics of that world and the safety of those women, and you look at that now, there's so much that isn't very different. So as a society, we've not made that safer or more inclusive. Or that's very interesting. That really, I sort of knew where we were roughly, but looking into it, the comparisons were just really striking.
Right, and also tell us about this is fascinating, the moral paradox that existed in London at the time, where seemingly noble men were involved in ignoble things.
Yeah, well, they had the money and time to do that, and the space. A lot of these women lived in their houses. Charlotte, my character, lived in Sir George Howard's house. That was her home, as well as his wife's home. And so when you look at that, I mean, you'd have to have a lot of time and money to be able to pull that off. But at the same time, these men, you know, enjoyed, you know, getting out of Parliament, I suppose, maybe at the end of the day, and then cavorting with women who were loud and unafraid to be bold and sort of themselves, in a way that society had taught women who wanted to be married wasn't acceptable.
Now, Harlots has an extraordinary cast. What is it like working with a group of actors of this caliber?
Working with everyone on the show was incredible, actually. It was so brilliant to be surrounded by so many great women and that I'd admired for so long. But actually, the whole team was so excited and emboldened by what we were trying to do. And I think it was very supportive. It was really a brilliant atmosphere in which to work in. And that's a lot rarer than you'd think, from everyone involved. It was incredible. It was really wonderful to work with everyone. Every day is a new day in which to learn something or pass something on yourself. And there was a real sense of that sort of as an undercurrent all the way throughout the show. So that was really exciting.
And Jessica, where can people find out more about yourself and Harlots on social media?
Well, Harlots is obviously on social media and Twitter and Facebook. It's a Facebook page and a thing. I'm not, so you can't find out anything about me.
Okay, all right, Jessica. It's been a
trip. No, it's fine.
It's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much.